Welcome to episode 2 of Curious. Now, before we start with today's episode, I want to thank everyone for the amazing response we have got for the first episode. I have received quite a lot of messages from many people around the world with a lot of nice words. So thank you everyone for listening, and hopefully you'll keep listening to this podcast. So the topic I've chosen today is cricket. And on today's episode, I have with me Abhijit Chaudhary. Abhijit is a corporate professional based out of Hong Kong. Abhijit and I happen to be former colleagues, and he is also a very good friend of mine. He is a Bollywood buff, loves retro music, and is an avid cricket fan. Welcome to the podcast, Abhijit. How are you?
Thanks for the warm welcome, Rudranil. I am doing well. It's just we are 12 hours apart. But before we start, I just wanted to compliment you for the amazing debut that you had on the digital platform. The last week's podcast was really good. Listening to the podcast, I could sense and feel that I was also just sitting right across and, you know, trying to answer this question. So it was very involving. So keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. So Abhijit, today's topic is cricket. So I want to just ask you that, what's your earliest memory of cricket? You know, what's the first cricket match you probably ever saw on TV or in a stadium?
The first match I saw, unfortunately, didn't end good for India. If you remember, the last six by Javed Miandad.
Oh, yeah.
Of the ball of Chetan Chauhan was an opening batsman. Chetan Sharma was the opening bowler.
Thanks for correcting.
So, no worries. But yeah, that was my first match. I don't know. I was too young to understand the entire thing, but I could see, you know, emotions change, you know, facial expressions change with every ball. So that's what hooked me to the game. I said, okay, there's some people running around and there's on the television and everybody's stuck. Something's special about this game. And yes, that hooked me up.
Right. So the first ever, you know, memory of cricket that I have was watching the 1996 World Cup with my grandfather. And I remember that ball from Venkatesh Prasad, where he got Amir Sohail out. That was like an epic moment. And it's, you know, gone down in history of Indian cricket as one of the greatest moments.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, cricket. So in India, if you see, there are three things which are highly, you know, I mean, considered as a religion. I mean, obviously, one is religion. People are very special about their religion. Another is movies. People, again, they think, you know, you have actors who are like I've seen people in Tamil Nadu worship Rajnikanth, and I've seen the day his movie releases, how much they worship him. And then I think at the equal par is also cricket. I remember, I think it was the 1999 World Cup, and no, I think sorry, it was the 2003 World Cup. The second match we had lost to I think Australia, and people had just gone ahead and, you know, painted the outside walls black and, you know, burnt effigies because the way we lost that match.
I think it was Rahul Dravid's house. I remember that, yeah.
And then just look at how we changed.
The turnaround
the moment
that happened,
we reached
right?
The 2003 World Cup, moment we reached finals, the same people gathered in droves with tricolors painted on their faces. So that's what I'm saying, you know, cricket and Bollywood in India are at par with any major religion
So Abhijit, are you ready for your first question?
Absolutely.
So Abdul Kardar, Amir Ilahi and Gul Muhammad hold a very unique place in history when it comes to subcontinental cricket. You know, so what unique distinction do they hold? It's not really an achievement, but they have done something very unique. I mean, all three of them, when it comes to cricket in the subcontinent.
Abdul Qadir Gul Muhammad
Abdul Kardar, Abdul Kardar, not Abdul Qadir. Abdul Kardar, Amir Ilahi, and Gul Muhammad.
They all seem to be is it like they were born in one country and played for the other?
You are very close. So what could the connection be?
Okay, so they were born in India but they played for Pakistan.
So, okay, you are very close and I'll give you that. So basically, they have played for both India and Pakistan.
Oh.
So, Amir Ilahi was a leg spinner who played for India. He played for India one test match in 1947.
Mm-hmm.
And then he played for Pakistan after the partition. He went to play for Pakistan and he played there till 1953. Gul Muhammad played for India from 1946 to 1955, and then he played one test for Pakistan against Australia in 1956. And Abdul Kardar, he is widely regarded as the father of Pakistan cricket, as a father figure of Pakistan cricket. He was the first captain of the Pakistan cricket team in 1948, and before that he played for India from 1946 to 1948. So yeah.
Okay,
that's a good start, Abhijit. Good guess.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, come to think of, these things, I mean, a very recent example would be Ewan Morgan, right? He started playing for Ireland and then he's now the captain of England.
Another one would be, I think, Luke Ronchi.
New Zealand and Australia, right?
Yes.
Right.
And Kevin Peterson.
Kevin Peterson, I think he was born in South Africa. Played under 15 for South Africa, but then he played international cricket for England.
For England, yes.
Yeah, another example would actually be, I think, Dirk Nannes. He played for Netherlands, but then he played for Australia, if I'm getting that right.
No, Dirk Nannes was it Australia or was it South Africa? And another interesting thing, you know, if you see all these associate countries, let's say, you know, if you say UAE, UAE is now more of a member country for ICC, but Canada, UAE, Kenya, most of them had people who probably played their first class cricket in either India or Pakistan, and then they kind of relocated their... and got opportunity there. To be very honest, in India and Pakistan, I can definitely say, and I think even in Bangladesh, I would say, rather the entire subcontinent that we see, you know, there's so much of talent because people play cricket in every nook and corner. There's so much of talent, and unfortunately, there are only 11 or 12 spots in a team. So many good people with good talent don't find an opportunity. So they probably go and play for other countries. At this point, I would just like to share.
Oh, by the way, Dirk Nannes played for Australia. He played for the Dutch and then he played for Australia.
You know the curious case of Amol Mazumdar, right? He was one of the highest, until Wasim Jafar, he was the highest run maker in Ranji. And right. He was consistent all throughout his career.
And he never got an India call up.
Yeah, because of the big five that we had. I mean,
right.
Lakshman, Tendulkar, Ganguly, Dravid, Sehwag. I mean, he could never play. So that's what I'm saying. So if you see most of you will have many more examples, at least in these associate nations.
Talking of Amol Mazumdar, another interesting thing I heard about him is that, so he was in the same school team where Sachin and Vinod Kambli played that epic long innings. And he was supposed to come next, but never got the chance to come next because Sachin and Vinod played out, you know, such a long innings, long partnership rather. So yeah, that's a interesting piece of information.
And he was also coached by Sir Ramakant Ashrekar.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So Abhijit, let's move on to question number two.
Yeah.
Okay. So in 1996, batsman X, okay, I'm just gonna, you know, call this person X, scored the fastest ODI century at that time in a match against Sri Lanka. But later it was revealed that the bat he used to score that century was not his, but it was actually given to him by a teammate Y. And that bat, which was given to him by teammate Y, was actually a gift. It was basically a gift from another cricketer Z. So you have to identify X, Y, and Z. X is pretty easy to guess. So he scored the X scored the fastest ODI century against Sri Lanka in 1996. Now the X
answer X is Shahid Afridi.
Right. So X used the bat of his teammate Y.
Waqar Yunus.
Right. And who gifted that bat to Waqar Yunus?
Sachin Tendulkar.
Right. That's great. You definitely know your cricket. That's a great answer.
There was this pod, I think, I was reading this somewhere, very recently, it was Waqar Yunus interview where he mentioned that, yes.
Yeah, it was pretty recent, yeah.
And I think which tournament? Was it the Independence Cup?
I don't remember that.
Okay, no worries.
Okay.
I think it is. No, it won't be Independence Cup. Independence Cup was 1994, where Saeed Anwar hit us for 194.
But I think that was 97, because I remember in Independence Cup that happened after the 96 World Cup. So Saeed Anwar 94 is definitely after the 96 World Cup. So that's post 96 for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I think 94. Right. You're talking of the Hero Cup, which we won.
Yeah, Hero Cup was. I think it was 6-12 by Anil Kumble.
Yes. Right. So, okay. Abhijit, moving on to the next question, which is my favorite question of the day. Okay. So, in the 1980s, this person X, Captain Sunil Gavaskar, in a club cricket match in Mumbai. Now, this person X's father, the father of X, was one of Gavaskar's former India teammates. Now, this person X did not go on to become a professional cricketer, but he went on to become very famous and accomplished in another field. And even today, he is one of the leading names in that profession. So can you take a guess who this person X is and who his father is?
This would have to be... it has to be something from the Ranjis, Mumbai Ranji teams.
It is not a Ranji match. It was just a club cricket match in Mumbai, which is pretty popular in Mumbai, in that Mumbai culture, cricket culture.
Okay.
Do you want a hint?
Is this somewhere on Rajdeep Sardesai?
Yes, you're right. It is Rajdeep Sardesai. And who was his father?
Dilip Sardesai.
Absolutely. That is a great answer. It is Rajdeep Sardesai and Dilip Sardesai. So he recently came on an interview on a podcast with Gaurav Kapoor, Rajdeep Sardesai.
Yeah.
And that's where I heard this from him. It was pretty interesting.
Yeah, because I was trying to do the math. Do you know who was... First of all, who are the players and whose kids are stars in their respective cases? So, yeah.
Right. So, I mean, talking of Rajdeep Sardesai and Indian cricket, the IPL is starting soon, right? So, which team do you support in IPL? Do you have a team that you kind of a big fan of?
I always, when IPL started, I was very much aligned to Rajasthan Royals, because that's the state I was born in. But
right.
Obviously, when you start with these kind of tournaments, you start with, this is a place I work, or this is a place I stay. That's how you cheer for it. But over the period of years, my loyalties have been shifting to the teams which I find more talented. I'm never a fan of RCB, to be very honest. Not many people are, because they've got stars, but they generally, don't play out as a team. They are still dependent on one particular person. And I somehow liked Kings 11. I think they've come pretty close to you know, making big upsets, but they kind of lose rhythm towards the second part of the tournament. That's how they've been consistently doing. So yeah, for me, it's generally either Kings 11 or it's Rajasthan Royals.
Yeah, for me it's always Kolkata Knight Riders. You know, that's my hometown. It,
yes, yeah. As I said, yes, that's what I said. And let's be honest. If you all the IPL titles, barring the first and the second one, which the first one was won by Rajasthan Royals, the second one was won by the Deccan Chargers.
Deccan Chargers, yeah.
Now Sunrisers.
Hyderabad, so, yeah.
Yeah. After that, the title has only been exchanged between the three cities, Delhi, Mumbai, Chennai, and Kolkata, right? But I hope this time Delhi gets in a foot too. Personal reason, mentor is Sourav Ganguly, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Big Dada fan, both you and me.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've read his book, A Century Is Not Enough, at least 10 times. And every time I read it, I find something very, very unique to learn from.
Right. So I have a very interesting, anecdote to share about that book, you know, The Century Is Not Enough. So when I was buying that book, in a bookstore in Mumbai airport. And while I was at the billing counter, so a person, said to me from behind that, hey, that's a great book you're going to read. And I turned around and I saw Gaurav Kapoor, the IPL host. And, now he's the host of Breakfast with Champions. And it was great, bumping into him. And then, we shared a couple of, pleasantries. And
stories.
Then we just talked about cricket a bit. He was heading to, I think, Rajasthan to shoot, an episode of something, Breakfast Champions or I don't know what. But yeah, he was heading to Rajasthan to shoot something. It was fun bumping into him. I have a selfie with him too, which is there on my Instagram profile.
Your dose of celebrity power.
So I actually have met quite a few cricketers. I have met Ganguly. I have a picture with Ganguly. I have met Rahul Dravid. And when I say met, I have actually stood in front of them and said hi to them. So that level.
I have seen your photograph where where Ganguly is sitting and signing something for you.
Yeah. That was just before that epic 2001 Kolkata Test against Australia.
Yeah.
Right.
You can't see me getting more jealous sitting here now. Thankfully, it's a audio podcast.
Yeah. Right.
Cool.
So, Abhijit, moving on to question 4. Okay. In 1973, a cricket tournament was played in England, which was the brainchild of businessman Sir Jack Hayward. The teams that played were England, Australia, New Zealand, Trinidad and Tobago, Jamaica, International 11, and Young England. So, these... seven teams, I think. The seven teams played the tournament. So which cricket tournament am I talking about?
It cannot be. Carrie Packer came in 78-79, right? So that is Carrie Packer, that was Australia. This one you said was in England.
This was in England.
England and
it was in 1973.
Yeah, and you mentioned Trinidad, Tobago, and Jamaica. So these are generally the West Indies islands. So they played together as West Indies. So they have played separately.
Yeah, but in that tournament they played separately. So there was England, Australia, New Zealand, Trinidad and Tobago, Jamaica, and then there was International 11 and Young England team.
See, World Cup started in 75, so this can't be a World Cup. Is it a World Cup? I mean, is it related to the World Cup?
Yes. you're on the right track. It is a World Cup. What World Cup is this?
I know men started in 75.
Right.
Under 19 also started somewhere 80s. Taking a wild guess, is it related to the women's cricket?
Yes, it is the first women's cricket World Cup.
Okay.
Great answer.
Thank you. I was amazed to see the stadium fully packed when India played Australia in the recent World Cup final. I mean, they had 80,000 spectators, which was more than the audience that attended the India versus Australia in men's World Cup.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Cool. And cricket is cricket. Game is it's equal.
And actually, if you see in recent times, there are quite a few Indian women cricketers who have actually got a bit of limelight as well. You know, Smriti Mandhana, yes. Harmanpreet. Yeah. Then, of course, there are those legends, Anjum Chopra, Mithali Raj, Jhulan Goswami.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's move on to question 5. This is another favorite question of mine. So, a certain person named Richard Stokes went to see a cricket match in 1956. He was 10 years old then. So that match was between England and Australia at Old Trafford.
Mm-hmm.
In that particular test match, he saw a cricketer X achieve something unique for the first time. Basically create a record at that time. And so after 43 years, you know, 43 years later in 1999, he was watching another test match in Delhi, and these are the only two test matches he has ever seen in stadiums, apparently.
10 wickets in an innings, first by Tim Sikker and next Anil Kumble.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I didn't have to finish that, yeah.
Sorry. The moment you said 1999 Delhi, it came out.
Yeah, yeah, that was the giveaway. 1999,
yes.
You know, Anil Kumble, Delhi.
Yeah. Do you know the interesting story? And I heard this in an interview for Wasim Akram, when Pakistan was 9 wickets down, Wasim and Bakar, right? Mm-hmm. So they were trying to see that, you know, that they can get out. I mean, maybe in a jokingly manner, but they wanted to get out so that Anil Bhai doesn't get the 10 wickets.
Right.
And they were trying to and Srinath was bowling, so Srinath usually used to bowl, you know, light in swingers or out swingers, so they were always trying to, you know, see if they could edge, and if you see the last over before the before Anil took the 10th wicket, you'll see Srinath bowling way outside the off stump because he was just wasting balls. That was I would say I've been very lucky to witness some of these records, like 10 on 10 for Anil Kumble, then the 2001 India-Australia test, then Sachin's 600 runs in the 1996 World Cup, his 17,000 runs achievement, you know, then the, I think it was Australia versus South Africa, the highest ODI chase. You know, we've seen some really great moments in cricket in the last two, three decades.
Yeah,
and that used to be
game has completely changed over the last two decades. I mean, now scoring 400 is no big deal, right?
Yes, yes. Now it's, I mean, look at the NatWest Trophy. The moment we saw, I mean, 320 at that point in time was thought as invincible.
Right.
Right. Now 300 plus scores are the norm. I'm more of a test match fan,
cut you there, but that NatWest Trophy victory is my personal favorite moment of Indian cricket ever.
Yes.
You know, more than the 2011 World Cup, I value that moment of India winning that NatWest Trophy, you know, Dada like waving that shirt.
Yes.
That's amazing.
And I think after the entire match fixing scandal that plunged Indian cricket to rock bottom, I think that was the first tournament where we could think that we can win and win comprehensively. And from there onwards, you know, we started. I think that that set up the tone for the 2003 World Cup.
Yeah. Yeah, 2003 World Cup final was really heartbreaking. You know, that first over from Zahir Khan. I think he went for 23 runs or something. That was just the match lost then and there.
Five wides to start with.
Yeah. Yeah, that was just not our day.
Yeah.
So, Abhijit, did you enjoy the questions?
Oh, absolutely, man. I mean, you saw, right? I mean, these questions which you put through, you know, I think you really spent some good time to put them together, because it was a not only you put them, phrase them in a very nice manner, and so that I could relate. It was not like something which would, except for, I mean, I would say that the Women's World Cup was really a bouncer. I mean, that was the one I really struggled, but all the five questions were really, really well researched. So, on that context, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure. Go on.
Person X scored X runs to make his ODI century against X country. The same person X scores his debut century in test against the same country and the same identical score. Whom am I talking about? Which country against he scored, and what was the score?
Okay, you have to give me some timeline, or you know, some which nation does this player belong to?
Okay. So this person is from the subcontinent. I won't give you the country so easily, so because it's the moment I say the country, you'll get it.
Okay.
From the person is from subcontinent. He made his ODI's first ODI century against X country and X runs. He made his first test century also against the same opponent and at the same score, but two different venues. So I'm not complicating my venues, but let's see.
Okay. Did this person make his debut in the 90s?
No, 2000s.
Is this Virender Sehwag?
No. Same team. Mm-hmm. I can give this is the hint.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. You know, which are the Indian batsmen? Kind of. Is he? Did he go on to become a very popular name in the team, or was he one of those?
Very, very popular. Very popular. I think I would say. As on date, also, he's a very popular cricketer.
He still plays?
Okay, I'll give it. It's a giveaway if I answer that.
Is it Dhoni?
Yes, it is. MS Dhoni. Now, do you know which country?
Is it Sri Lanka?
No.
I have no clue.
Okay, so it is. Should I answer?
Yeah.
Oh, you want more hints?
No. Go ahead. You can answer that.
He's ODI's first ODI century against Pakistan, and he scored 148 runs. Then he went for India's tour to Pakistan, and he made his first debut century again, 148 runs against Pakistan. So he holds this unique record.
Nice, interesting question. Yeah, I remember when he made that. Indian tour to Pakistan, I think General Musharraf complimented him for his hair. That was like a fancy thing he had going on then with his hair.
Very true.
So Abhijit, thank you very much for coming on this episode.
Thanks, Rudra. It was a pleasure. And honestly, these geographic... I forgot the geographical distance between Hong Kong and the US. It just seemed like those old days when we used to sit together in Mumbai. And I still remember the ATK versus Mumbai match that we went to see, right?
Yeah, Jan Hoom scored a couple of goals, right?
Yes. And we saw Anelka play.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
Yes. So that is, apart from cricket, that is another cherished cherished memory that I have from sports.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, it definitely was a great day for Kolkata. Yeah.
And I think we were the only four people on that stand who were cheering for Kolkata.
Yes, and all the people were like staring at us like, you know, they're going to kill us right now because Mumbai was getting was at the receiving end and we're like cheering.
4-0. Was it 4-0 or 6-0? Hume scored
4-0. 4-0, yeah.
Yes, 4-0. Yes. Great.
Yeah, great memory. Thank you, Abhijit, for coming on this episode and hope to catch up with you again soon.
Sure. Well, my pleasure and all the best for your forthcoming podcast. I'm sure they will be much more interesting and more and will be kind of heard by many more people. Wish you all the best.
Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for listening. And stay tuned for more. I'll see you soon.